This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball news. The postseason accolades continue to roll in for Naval running Lady Panther senior Tegan Harbuth this week. Harbuth was named to the Texas Girls Coaches Association Class 4A All-State Team and the TGCA 1 through 4A All-Star Legacy Team. Harbuth led the Lady Panther basketball team in points, rebounds, assists, and steals per game during the 2024-25 season, averaging 16.2 points, 7.9 rebounds, 2.7 assists, and 2.3 steals per game. Harbuth was named to the Texas Association of Basketball Coaches Class 4A Region 4 Girls Team, as well as the All-District 26-4A First Team, and she earned Second Team Academic All-State recognition from the Texas High School Coaches Association. Navarro won 26 games overall under Harbuth's father, Daryl Harbuth, who coached the Lady Panthers in his 27th and final season. Navarro advanced to the regional finals this past season. Tegan Harbuth was among six area student-athletes named to the Texas Girls Coaches Association Academic All-State Team as well. Harbuth, along with her Navarro teammates, Isabel Geipel, Madison Gilliam, Callista Scott, and Evelyn Scott, were honored on the Class 4A All-State Academic Team. Seguin High School's Esmeralda Arroyo was recognized on the Class 5A Academic All-State Team. College Diamond News now. Texas Lutheran Baseball's three-game Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference Series against Southwestern at Cott Isbell Field in Seguin has been altered due to potential rain this weekend. The three-game series was originally scheduled to be played over 3 days, Friday through Sunday, but has been tentatively shifted to a Saturday doubleheader, with Game 3 taking place on Sunday at Cott Isbell at 1 p.m. Saturday's doubleheader is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock at Cott Isbell Field. Meanwhile, the 8th-ranked TLU softball team will be on the road in Arkansas this weekend to face the University of the Ozarks in a three-game SCAC series, starting with a doubleheader on Friday. The Bulldogs softball team is 22-1 on the season and 14-1 in the SCAC. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory, as well as exclusive deals, at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.